All cultures are unique. They have their own characteristics. Therefore, it should come as no surprise that the advertisements produced by a certain culture are unique. The case of American advertising, in contrast to Japanese advertising, is an interesting one. Although Japan has often been called the Far West rather than the Far East, it is still a great distance apart from America when it comes to the form of its advertisements. Historically, perhaps these cultures were closer in the past than they are today. When commercial TV arrived in Japan in the 1950s, it was a very new media, and being original was not of great importance. Japan was simply prepared to take its time and copy. This was a time of apprenticeship, a time to study and learn, until there eventually became a time when it was possible to adopt and finally to produce something quite new. Today, a Japanese commercial uses a totally different approach to its American counterpart. Basho's famous poem is a good illustrating point. Furuike ya kawazu tobikomu mizu no oto. Its success and beauty rely on the mood it creates, the picture it paints, and the image that is there between the lines. This poem shows essentially an understatement and is in fact the essence of the Japanese culture. As with Chinese characters of kanji, where a visual symbol is a written one, so with today's advertisements, the visual image with its certain mood is of vital importance. The Japanese seem to have a greater ability to respond to visual messages, whereas the Westerner has a greater capacity to pick up oral stimuli. The West is much more interested in facts. Facts and numbers can be understood clearly. They can be put in order. They can be compared. They can be judged. a truth can be estimated. In Western tradition, this is very important. For the West is essentially a culture of debate. And these facts and figures help the debate reach a conclusion. By debating a point of view, giving opposing opinions and contrasting ideas, backed up by facts, a decision is made. In Western advertising, the consumer makes up his mind by looking at the facts, debating arguments, and then either buying the product or not. On the other hand, the Japanese have no tradition for this kind of verbal debate. An example of this is the old structured society of the samurai, the farmer, the artisan, and the merchant. Between these social classes, verbal communication could be quite dangerous. The samurai had absolute rights, kirisute gomen, over everyone else. Of course, the samurai did not misuse his right to do this, but because he had this power, communication was a very careful one. It was important not to make the samurai angry by giving him the wrong answer. And so, if you couldn't be certain of the right answer, then it was best to answer in a way that could be either yes or no. Of course, this might seem a long way from modern advertising, but the difference in cultural communication can be easily shown. Japanese advertisements try not to give factual truth. They do not say, "This is right," or "This is true." They are not assertive. They use what is called a soft sell approach, as opposed to the American hard sell.